Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, we do have a twofer in studio. We have two of the most well-known and leading veterinarians in Chicago, Dr. Natalie Marks, Dr. Derek Landini, and let's get right to it. Our phone number, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You can text us, and I hope you do, at that very same number. Well, we knew for what, weeks now, that dogs were getting sick and dogs were dying. And what you guys do, you send out samples to labs. Dr. Landini, I will start with you first. In 2008, you helped discover the fact that there was then an outbreak of the canine influenza virus, the dog flu, in Chicago. It seems that is, well, let me rephrase that. It is happening again.
It's back. We kind of predicted that it would come back, but we didn't think it'd take this long to get back, to tell you the truth. Back in 2008, when we diagnosed canine influenza, we did not have a vaccine, but at least this time we do. So we come prepared this time.
Dr. Marks, let's explain what the dog flu is. You and I get the flu. The good news is we can't get the flu from dogs. We can't give our flu to dogs. But for dogs, this can be pretty serious stuff. Dogs have died.
Yeah, the canine influenza virus can affect dogs of any age, any breed. It doesn't mean you have to have an immune suppressed or otherwise ill animal for them to be affected.
And well, that's interesting in itself. It seems to hit, at least when the disease was studied originally, and you tell me if you're seeing the same thing here, it doesn't necessarily, like the human flu, affect otherwise medically compromised people.
That's right.
But in fact, young, healthy dogs, and it hits them sometimes hard and fast.
Yeah, and that's one of the most unique points about this virus. The other is it has a very high, what we call morbidity, which means it can affect many, many, many dogs. It's just not like a virus that could affect a few here and there. This is so contagious that it basically, in a room of 100 dogs, we can assume that 70 to 75% of those dogs will get sick from this virus.
Dr. Landini, is that because there is no prior exposure? Most dogs have not previously been exposed to the dog flu. At some time in our lives, we've all been exposed to the human flu. Maybe odds are better that our immune systems are going to put up their boxing gloves and fight it off. Not with this.
Yeah, with dogs, the main thing is that it's called a naive host. In other words, it hasn't been exposed to the virus in the past. And our pets in the Illinois area were exposed, if at all, 7 years ago. And when they're not exposed, they're more prone to it. The other reason, of course, is that it's easy to transmit from dog to dog. And I know the human virus can be transmitted very easily, but for even we can become part of that problem where we can pet a dog and transmit it to another dog.
Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, so this virus can live on clothing and on us for 24 hours, and it can live on hard surfaces for 48 hours. So it just takes a dog to cough at the dog park on somebody else, and then they go, like Dr. Landini's saying, to another dog or going to PetSmart to pick up some food. And you can imagine the kind of the consequences and the potential outcomes of this.
So not only is it very contagious, I'm going to complicate things more. So a percent of dogs, and Dr. Marks, you'll tell me what that percent is, can get this virus. The good news for that individual dog, that dog doesn't get sick. No one wants to get sick. That dog doesn't get sick. The bad news is that dog that no one knows is carrying the virus. How do you know? That dog can carry the virus to other dogs really easily.
Yeah, 20% of dogs that are exposed to canine influenza can become carriers. So of our dogs that are going to daycare this week, 20% of them potentially have been exposed and are now contagious and transmitting that to other dogs in the area.
I have a couple text questions,
sure.
I want to get to.
Absolutely.
One of them I love because, you know, I think about cats a lot. By the way, our phone number, 312 981-7200, 312-981-7200. Or you could text us at that same number. This is from 312. My dog's begun coughing. What do I do? By the way, should I worry about my cat?
We haven't seen felines get canine influenza. Maybe that's why we call it canine influenza, although we do call the swine flu, would people get that. But we haven't seen that problem at this time.
That's good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Since so many dog owners also have a cat. But many dog owners don't, I think it's 1.7 dogs on average in a home in America. So many people have two or three or four dogs even or more in their home. So if one dog gets the canine flu, does that mean it's curtains for the others, Dr. Landini?
Not necessarily. Like we said, you know, 20% of the dogs will get infected but not show any clinical signs. So just like if we get the flu at home, it doesn't mean that everybody else is going to get the flu. Mm-hmm. But in this case here, the chances of the other dog getting the flu are greater than in human medicine.
So, yes, you're about to say something. I can see the look on your face.
Oh, you know me too well, Steve. I think that one thing to stress, too, for people who aren't aware of what's going on, in people, the flu that we think of is the GI flu, so vomiting, diarrhea. We're talking completely respiratory. So mm-hmm. the dogs that are getting sick, it's coughing and nasal discharge and fever and lethargy. This is not diarrhea, vomiting, GI signs.
So that's a text right here. You're reading my text, apparently, because this text wonders, my dog's begun to cough. What do I do? How proactive, Dr. Landini, should people be?
I think if their dog's coughing, they should see their veterinarian.
One cough and off you go. I mean, really, it's that, but it is that serious.
You wonder. I mean, there's other clinical signs, of course, a coughing, lethargy, not eating, decreased appetite, runny nose. So, I mean, there's a vaccine out there, so they should go see their veterinarian regardless.
So I want to talk about the vaccine, Dr. Marks. This is kind of confusing, so mm-hmm. we have to explain it to people. The good news is there is a vaccine for the canine flu, and the vaccine works very much like the vaccine for our flu. I suspect you guys in general recommend it, but people should know something about the vaccine.
So a couple important things about the vaccine. Remember, vaccines aren't immediately effective. So if you take your dog to the veterinarian on Monday and ask for the canine influenza vaccine, remember, it's a series of two, one vaccine now and one vaccine 2 to 4 weeks from now. So they're not going to be instantly immune or have this amazing response. However, the really nice thing about it is that it will decrease shedding in our carrier animals 38%, right away. So in that select group, this is great for those dogs that have been at daycare and their friend calls up and says, oh my gosh, my dog's sick, and you look at your dog and your dog looks great. Get the vaccination, because your dog is going to have a boost in immunity and decreased shedding. It's going to help the contagiousness of this around the city.
Dr. Landini, do you concur? And do you also, are you generally, for social dogs, recommending the vaccine?
Yes, I'm recommending the vaccine. The vaccine actually will start taking effect as early as 7 days. And like Dr. Mark said, we need to booster that in 2 to 4 weeks.
So it's not this overnight miracle, but it helps a lot. And it helps Chicago. It helps the bigger picture, the herd immunity, as you guys might say, in very fancy terminology. But moreover, it's going to help that dog down the road, because the flu will dissipate, we hope. The outbreak will dissipate. It hasn't yet. But when it does, it's still there, and this will protect that dog.
Yes. And the reason why we have to booster it, unlike in human medicine, is that it's a killed vaccine versus a modified live. Let me explain what that means. The vaccine is killed, so it won't cause any other disease. The USDA is concerned that we may cause if we use a modified live vaccine, it may cause disease in people. So we have to kind of go that route. So unfortunately, we have to give a series of two shots, unlike in human medicine, where it's a modified live vaccine, where we just give one shot and we start building up immunity within maybe 4 to 5 days.
But at the end of the day, if it's a social dog, yes, from both of you, you do recommend the vaccine.
Yes.
And a reminder that while this isn't, and I think this is important to say, this isn't Bordetella, it's not kennel cough. Well, we don't know sometimes where one thing begins or ends. Beside, kennel cough is still out there. This has no impact on that. And two, yes, absolutely vaccinate your dog for kennel cough. You're shaking your head, yes.
Yes.
Yes, you both are. All right. So the questions I have now is, well, What do you do about it if it happens to your dog? And, well, we talked a little about avoiding it, but what about dogs that go to dog park, that go to doggy daycare, that go to dog training classes, that go to agility, or dogs that just walk down the street and invariably meet up with other dogs? What do you do? We will answer all those questions and more of your text on WGN. Dr. Derek Landini is in the studio at which veterinary clinic, Dr. Landini?
Animal Ark Veterinary Clinic and Heal Veterinary Clinic.
Yes, so he is the Animal Ark. So when the floods come, we all come to you with two of everything we have at home. And you are at Dr. Natalie Marks?
Blum Animal Hospital.
Which has been around longer than
going forever. On 63 years.
Not you.
Not me.
You look pretty good for 63.
But I look really good for 63,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, an elite facility in Chicago. We're talking about the canine influenza virus. It is an outbreak. Let's describe that. I mean, that sounds like a really serious term. Dr. Landini, this is really serious stuff. Dogs, as we have talked about, have died.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we have a couple cases that we confirm that the pet passed away. Last time when it was here in 2008, we didn't have any deaths, at least at our hospital, or any confirmed deaths. This year, unfortunately, I guess it came back with vengeance, and that's not unusual.
But we're not done. So no. One would assume, Dr. Marks, that more, I don't want to put it this way, but it's the truth that more dogs are going to die.
Well, there's definitely that possibility. I mean, in the studies that they've done on influenza, if you look at populations, they say up to 8% of the dogs that are affected will have very severe illness leading up to and possibly death. But the bigger problem is yes, I mean, this doesn't seem to be slowing down. I mean, everyone is seeing case after case after case.
How many
daily.
Are you seeing, like, I mean, last week, for example?
Well, I can tell you yesterday, I think we saw 7 cases in one day.
Yeah.
You know, so we're seeing anywhere from 5 to 10 cases a day, and that's just the people who are coming in, not the ones who are calling. The ERs have been full, and they've been turning people away. I mean, this is we've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, by the way, Chicago Veterinary Emergency and Specialty Center is a nice infographic that's up on my blog, which is chicagonow.com/Steve Dale. Well, we talked about dogs being social, and I have a couple texts that are essentially asking this question, how can I avoid it? So if your dog, Dr. Marks, goes to daycare, if your dog goes to a dog training class, if your dog goes to a boarding facility because you're going out of town, should we think twice about these things now? And the dog park, I want to throw that in there too.
I think we should. I mean, we're telling people, if you have a social dog, that right now is the time to try and really seclude yourself from some of these potentially very contagious areas. I mean, it's not just one dog park, one daycare, one kennel. I mean, the whole city is affected.
And suburbs.
Absolutely. Yeah, there have been confirmed cases in the Chicagoland area. So all over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
if I'm God, what I would do right now, let me rephrase that. Maybe. If I am king. No, let me rephrase that. That's John Williams' job. If I am the leader of the free dog world, that could be me. I would say, let's for a time close the dog parks. Some of the facilities that do daycare have voluntarily closed down, which I applaud them for. And you're shaking your head, mm-hmm. Yes. Would you do this if you were the, what did I just say, dog king, the ruler of all dogs, Dr. Landini? Which you clearly are.
That's funny. I would say that we always have to give people a choice because we are in the free world. But my recommendation would be, yeah, keep your four-legged kids at home. Just, you know, as Dr. Marks mentioned it earlier in our conversation, you know, if your child goes to school and then they send that letter home that they have influenza going around, keep the kid home for a few days. Maybe in this case here, with the canines, we might want to keep them home a little bit longer, maybe a week or two, to see where we're at and get the dog vaccinated in that meantime.
So if everyone got their dog vaccinated, Dr. Marks, if everyone stopped going for 10 days to dog parks, to daycare, thought twice about going to dog training classes, as important as they are, and they are, would we see a dramatic drop-off?
In theory, yes. I mean, it would give time for all of these places to disinfect properly.
Mm-hmm.
It would give the virus time to, quote-unquote, die out. because we're not going to have the string of contagiousness for it to continue to spread and proliferate. So yes, I mean, it definitely would.
A couple people want to know via text how effective the vaccine is, Dr. Landini. I don't know if they want numbers. One person does. So, you are recommending the vaccine for canine influenza virus, and let's go over that. We kind of described it, but I want to answer people.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. The vaccine, like I said earlier in the show, that it takes effect as early as 7 days, 7 to 10 days. They say that we're getting some protective immunity. The booster is to make it more efficacious or more effective in 2 to 4 weeks. No vaccine's 100%. That's definitely important for me to mention. There's no vaccine out there that's 100%, but this vaccine's pretty good. It's up in the 90% range where it'll give us protection, or at least, as Dr. Mark said earlier in the show, that it'll decrease the amount of shedding virus when a dog is exposed.
Well, the canine flu vaccine, and this is the dog flu, is not considered a core vaccine, not recommended by every veterinarian. Having said that, if it were, then we wouldn't be in the mess we're in now, I presume.
Right. And remember, when we're talking about vaccination, every veterinarian is going to talk to you for your dog or cat about really screening that individual's risk for these diseases we vaccinate for. So if you own a Maltese and you live on the 67th floor of a building and that dog is puppy pad trained and never goes outside, the risk of getting canine influenza, of course, is incredibly low. But we're talking about a group of dogs, because we have a very large group, a very social urban dogs that are essentially spreading this around
yep.
the city.
And and you've said you've had clients that just walk down the street and come yeah. home and their dog is sick. I've got a break, but we'll be right back on WGN. An important program we just did. It's 7 o'clock in Chicago on WGN Radio Chicago. And if your dog does cough just once, keep your dog in, or be even better, call your veterinarian, because this is serious stuff.